Now, well, Russia says that the final decision settling the Iranian nuclear program should guarantee Tehran's right to developing a peaceful atomic energy industry and the security of all countries in the Middle East. In his annual address to the Federal Assembly, Vladimir Putin said a breakthrough has been reached over the Iranian nuclear program, but this is only the first step. It's necessary to carry out a patient search aimed at a broader solution to guarantee Iran's right to developing its peaceful atomic energy industry. On the missile system built by Western countries, the Russian president said the missile defense system built by Western countries is defensive only in name. He added there is no need to develop the program after the recent world powers and Iran reached a deal on Tehran's nuclear program. Joining us on the line from the Russian capital, Moscow, is our correspondent, Julia Liobova. Julia, let's discuss the Russian president's comments stressing Iran's inalienable right to developing a peaceful energy program.
Well, exactly as you say, Russian President Vladimir Putin made his annual State of the Nation speech addressing the Federal Assembly at the Kremlin early on Thursday. And, well, of course, he mentioned that this year shows that any international issue can be solved through a political dialogue. And, of course, he touched upon Iran's nuclear program, and he underlined in his speech Iran's inalienable right of to develop peaceful nuclear energy. He also said that Russia, along with its so-called P5+1 partners, made a breakthrough on Iranian nuclear program talks with Tehran in Geneva. He said that those negotiations were made and the deal that was reached in Geneva were only the first but an important step, and it's necessary to carry on to find a broader solution. And, of course, he said that it's necessary to continue negotiations towards a wider solution, which would guarantee Iran's inalienable rights to develop peaceful nuclear energy and also security for countries in the region, including Israel.
Okay, thank you very much. Julia, Press TV's Julia Liobova joining us on the line from the Russian capital, Moscow.